It should be warned that this episode will contain many spoilers for the following movie we're about to discuss. This episode is Episode 7, The Bet, and it will be, again, full of spoilers. So be forewarned. Spoilers ahead. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Thank you for joining us. This is a nice little short recap episode. We're going to be discussing the results of our Episode 7 bets.
Star Wars.
Yeah, Star Wars Episode 7. I guess I do have to say that. I don't know, has any other movie had 7 entries in its film?
I mean, you could argue that the Marvel Universe did. Rocky, I think, is at its 6 or 7th with
Rocky
Creed.
Was at 5, though. And nobody, they're not calling...
Rocky's at 6, and Creed is number 7.
But they're not calling it Rocky 6... semicolon Creed.
No, it'd be Rocky 7 because Rocky Balboa is 6. Creed is 7. I mean, Rocky's in there. Rocky shows up. He's a big part. So
yeah,
I would argue that.
But what I'm saying is they're not calling
Star Trek,
it.
There were like
episode
30
seven.
Goddamn Star Trek movies.
Wow. Okay.
And one of them was good. I'm making that up. I've not seen any of them.
I've seen like two. I like the one with the Borg cube.
Oh,
Star Trek Insurrection.
Oh, it might be Annihilation.
It's one of
the,
I think what's his face. Tom Hardy's the villain in that, and it was before he was Super Jack Tom Hardy.
Oh, yeah. He was a villain in one of them.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Annihilation, and it's one of the better Star Trek movies, and I'm not a Star Trek guy at all.
No.
I should throw that out there. I am not a Star Trek guy. Mm-hmm. Really not. Like, no. I mean, I don't have anything else to say, so. I don't know. So, Star Wars, Episode 7, the conclusions. So, to wrap people back in and to bring them up to speed, before Episode 7 launched, you and I had taken the time to do a special episode and make some friendly wagers on questions that you had deduced. Yeah.
Kind of what happens, who ends up where, who's dead, just some guesses. And then the box office, which I have down, and we both overshot.
Okay. Huh?
So, I mean, we'll start with that since I kind of led into that. So the weekend box office was $238 million.
That is really huge.
It is. It's the number one box office domestic.
Yeah.
We were both wrong when we were talking about Jurassic World. It was at $208 million for that weekend opening.
What did I say? 224.
You were a little higher. Yeah. I think you were somewhere up in the 230s, 240s. And we were both wrong. It was not a Price is Right because I figured we'd both lose in that scenario. It was whoever was closest. You wagered $276 million is your guess.
Okay.
This is a little high.
A little high. I had high hopes.
And then mine was $255, which was also a little high.
But you were closer.
But closer, so that is 1 point Ryan.
Okay. And it was 234?
It was 238.
238.
Damn,
that is a massive
at the time
opening.
Of
so did that beat Avatar?
Recording. It did.
Okay.
It's the number one opening all time.
Damn. Well, way to go, Star Wars. I knew that was going to happen.
And then I think worldwide it's over $500 million
good.
Already. So
that's a good investment. So that means
well
we will be
way.
Getting 8 and 9.
Oh, absolutely. And these spinoff movies that they want.
Okay, good.
So.
Good.
Then we go into the characters. Who is on what side by the end of this film?
Okay.
You get a point if you guess good or bad side. If they're I guess, light or dark side? Yeah, thank you. We're going to see who wins. We're going to see the characters. We're going to go through, see who is good or bad by the end of this film. And then if you want, you can call that the person dies. If you call the person dying, you get 2 points.
Okay.
Okay, which we did on several
but
of these.
But if they don't die, you don't lose any points.
You don't lose any points for guessing for any of these. If they're good or bad and you don't get it right,
damn,
you don't lose
just,
points.
I should have just called every character dying, hedge those bets.
Oh. Well,
but I didn't.
You didn't.
No.
We both did not do a...
I played it fair. It was a fair, honest game. I played it fair. I'm not going to edge the numbers in my favor. So
It was pretty close and... I don't know the outcome already. We're doing this as we go. So
we'll do it live.
In real time. Who
All
is
right.
the winner? And I don't think it's me. Just ahead of time, I don't think I won.
Okay.
All right. So Finn, who is played by John Boyega, he was...
Alive.
Alive.
And light side.
And light side.
Yeah.
You called him dead.
I did call him dead.
You thought he was going to be dead by the end of this film.
I did?
Yeah.
I'm glad he wasn't. We're not going to go too in-depth in this right now, but man, Finn is a great fucking character. He might be my favorite new character. It's really close between him and Rey.
Yeah, Rey's like, my favorite.
Rey is also really great. Rey might edge out because she's also a cutie. Mm-hmm. But man, Finn is he's hilarious and all. Dude, that. I don't know. So I don't want to get too far into it, but...
So you're wrong, but you are happy that you're wrong.
Yes.
Because we get more of him in the future.
But was there a question? We both knew he would say light side, right?
Yeah.
So that wasn't that was just a dead or alive one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got a point there, right?
And I said he was good, so that's a point for me. No point for Kyle yet. Okay. That's okay.
Fair enough. All right.
It's going to change. Okay. Because I know I picked some dumb deaths and things. But Rey, we both said she'd be alive and good.
Yep.
At the end of the film. So we are both right.
Okay.
And happy again to see her.
Absolutely.
So 1 point for both of us. The score right now is 1-3, my favor.
Okay, wow.
It is going to change, though.
You keep saying that. I'm curious to see how.
I know. Well, Kylo Ren. We both predicted he'd be on the good side
by
the end
of
this film.
I'm glad he did not.
He did not. No.
Yeah, he's alive and he's bad, which is good. He needs to stay. He's a great villain.
He is a very good villain. He's one of the best we've had in a long time
in any media. Like, and man, I love that helmet.
The helmet, I like Adam Driver. Just his delivery when he's outside of the helmet too is just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan. But we both got it wrong. So
no
next
points.
One, Luke, and this is where the tides start to turn because I was adamant that Luke was going to be a bad guy.
And I knew there's no way Luke would go dark side.
The force was strong with you.
It ruins the character if he goes dark side. It totally negates.
You are right.
Yeah.
You are right.
So Luke stays good.
That said, you were pretty sure or hoping for a lightsaber fight, and we got almost the bare minimum Luke we could have.
Yeah, it is.
Bare minimum.
You cannot have less.
Yeah. If you would have asked me before the film, does Emperor Snoke or Luke Skywalker have more lines, I would have guessed Luke Skywalker.
Yeah.
He has zero lines in this movie. Zero. I don't even think in the Flash.
No, he says nothing.
The fact that
they don't
Rey
even
has...
Have, they use the speech from the previous ones during the... marketing, but no lines at all from Luke Skywalker
lines from
in this
Luke,
movie.
So he was
good. But it
was
great. Yeah, it was also one of my favorite parts when he actually showed up. That was fucking amazing.
Yeah, that was a good way to end the movie.
Yeah,
which it does. So now it's 2-3. So my favor. This is where Kyle starts the game.
Oh no.
Poe Dameron. This was I think a safe bet for both of us. We both said
alive
and good.
Yep. Light side.
Oh, not dark side.
Yeah.
So,
which is good. Poe Dameron, another new character, another great character.
Really
good addition to the franchise.
I think it's safe to say like every new character is really solid.
Which is so incredible that they pulled that off
because
of the fact that there are so many new characters and they're all so great. Like, I'm so happy with all of it.
Completely agree. All right. Han Solo. This is where we're going to get 2 points both. Because we called him dead.
Yes.
Not going to be good, not going to be bad. He's going to be dead.
Correct.
And we called that correctly.
Okay, so both you get 2 points.
We both get 2 points. Which brings us to 5-6. I'm still slightly in the head. This is where it changes. Chewie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you said he'd be alive and on the good side, of course.
Yeah.
I said he would die.
Yep.
Because I really thought the Millennium Falcon was going to go down. I thought that was going to be like the tear-jerking moment. We lose Han, we lose Chewie, we lose the Falcon. It doesn't happen.
No. Falcon stays on. Falcon is a symbol of Star Wars. I knew that would not be happening.
We'll get into it again.
We'll break it down more when we do the episode. I really like... I got some ideas where it's going to go, so...
You did good. You did good with that. I should have stuck with the Luke being good and Chewie being... I got risky.
Did you pick Chewie dying? I thought this was one of the best that you took just to differentiate.
I did. I thought he'd live, but I was like, fuck it. I'm going to pick him dead.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to cost me.
It might.
I think I said in the podcast, this is going to be the one that cost me.
So wait, what's our score now?
We are 6-6. We are tied.
6-6. Okay.
We are
tied.
All right. Leia, we said...
Good and alive.
Yep. Which, it's fine. After seeing her in this movie, she did fine. Wouldn't mind if she died.
Yeah, okay. So the first time I saw... Compared to you, I've seen it twice now.
You have seen it twice.
Leia was easier to take second time around. First time, it was really rough.
Yeah.
I don't know what was... Carrie Fisher, man. Cocaine is a hell of a drug, kids. So just be fair. Don't mess around with that shit.
Yeah.
Man, it's a little sad. It's better the second time around. So.
Well, good. That's all I'll say there. That gives me hope.
A new hope.
Oh, look what you did there. Last one was prequel reference.
Okay.
And this was tricky because I didn't notice it in the movie, but there is a prequel reference.
There is, because I didn't either.
Yeah, and it's a mention of the droids. Do you have another reference too?
No, I didn't think there were any.
Yeah, there was apparently Huck, the lieutenant for the dark side, for the New Order.
Okay.
The First Order, not the New Order.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, he makes mention, he says something to the effect of, do we need stormtroopers, or do we need droids or something? And somebody says, no, we don't need that, or something. Very quickly.
I thought he said clone troopers.
Oh, is it clone troopers?
Yeah. Because I know exactly what you're talking about now. It's when Kylo Ren is telling him that he wants the droid alive, and he's like, so how well trained are your men? And he's like, my men are the best trained. They've been trained since birth. And he's like, well, do we need to send in clones instead? And he's like, no, they're the best. They will do it. And I was like, well, then, and then Kylo says, well, they should have no problem.
It's not droids, it's clones.
Yeah, it is clones.
All right, so then, do we take that as a prequel reference? Because the clones were a big part of 2 and 3.
They are, but they were also mentioned in New Hope. 4, 5, and 6.
So does that count? Because I think this is the game point. This is the game point.
I will...
This is the game point, so...
I think for this one we should bring in a third party.
We should defer to our sound engineer, Andy?
So, holy, a prequel.
A reference to the prequels, but not fully.
Not fully. So, how do you...
So then what's your ruling? I said it would be a slight reference, and then you said there'd be no reference at all. So sound engineer Hartman.
Okay, slight reference.
Oh!
Okay, so Ryan takes the...
That's the
score. Okay.
That was the last one.
I disagree, but, you know, that's what happens when you give it to a third party. I will abide by the decision. The decision's made. I will live with it. So you have won. Congratulations.
How about this? In the spirit of victory, I will pick... Originally, winner was supposed to pick movie and game. I'll pick the movie to watch. You pick the game to play.
I'll do that. Let's shake
Look
on
at that. We're shaking. This is shaking. Radio stuff right here. We're shaking.
All right. I'm into that. Okay. So, previously, we had both decided movies and games.
Yes, we did.
Let me hear your movie... And I will tell you my game, and then I'll hear what game you had chose and what movie I had chose. So I'd like to see what we're missing out
on,
too. So.
Okay, so this will be after our top fives are wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
The first movie that we'll be watching after that, my choice, The Raid 2.
Okay.
Brandall.
I am not opposed to that at all. Your wife has been talking my head off about both of these movies.
That is mostly why I picked it.
So... You know, we'll get together. I'll watch them with her because I feel that kind of has to be the thing. Like, I should really watch these with your wife.
Maybe by that point we'll get in a third mic and I'll fucking step back and just let Laura talk
because she can talk about the raid. She loves those movies. special bonus.
That's right.
The raid characters do make a cameo in Star Wars Episode 7.
Yeah.
And she was upset that they didn't kung fu fight.
They don't last too long.
No. So my game that I'm going to choose for us to play is one that I've talked about a couple times with you, and we're going to lay down the gauntlet. I want it to be Nier, or Nier, however you choose to say it.
I think it's Nier. I think that's right.
It's a very unique game. It's made by the guys that did Drakengard and Drakengard 2. I don't believe they had any involvement in Drakengard 3, but it's one of the weirdest, most unique games ever. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So, Nier.
Good.
Is my choice for gaming.
I am looking forward to
you
that.
You own a copy of this already.
I do.
It should be
sitting on my shelf,
no issue.
Unplayed.
All right.
As most of my games are.
There you go.
Good. Well, what was the movie that you would have?
The movie I would have chosen was going to be one of my favorite 90s movies of all time, the great Guy Ritchie film, Snatch.
Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, but we'll get into it. I'm sure we will get into that at some point.
Man.
Because Snatch is a fantastic movie.
I'm excited to go back to these classics because I would love watching Snatch again.
Yeah, Snatch is one of my all-time faves. It almost made the list. It was very close. So
that's a good one.
In that vein, what was the game that you had selected?
It's also something we talked about. I don't know if on the podcast or not, maybe in between, but Parasite Eve 2.
Oh, man, that would have been a great one, too.
Yeah, because it's one I've not played, but I love the Parasite Eve the first one
yeah.
was going to be close to my top five, like maybe six or seven. It was on my list. But didn't quite make it. And we talked about it, and you're like, the second one's even better. I was like, what? There's no way. The first one's so good. So that's what we were going to play.
So much like the movies, I guarantee we will get to both Parasite Eve 1 and 2. I don't see why not. Because those are two of my favorite games on the PlayStation era itself. I loved them a lot for different reasons. But yeah, we'll totally get into those. So good choice.
You too.
Awesome,
you too,
man.
Good sir.
Well, we'll go ahead and wrap up this this bet episode. There will be a forthcoming full breakdown of episode 7. We decided we want to let it kind of satiate through everybody and let everybody experience it. So I guess
And that will be full spoilers.
Yeah.
Once we do get around to it, because you will have plenty of time to see it.
Thank you a lot, guys. And we'll catch you next time.